Recorded.
We'd like to see a drop of the halacha. If you have a Shulchan Aruch to hand, and Mishnah Brura, and you should turn to Siman Mem Zayin 47. Oh, Reb Nachum, good to see you. We're getting worried about you. Are you okay?
No worries. Baruch Hashem.
Where are you? Your kitchen has changed a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But where are you now?
I'm in the office.
How's the house looking?
It's touch-ups week.
Touch-up weeks. How long will that take? Just a few months?
Yes. Emet Hashem.
You're pretty much done?
Yeah. Unfortunately, the last 10% is taking a long time.
It's the rule of life. When you get to Ne'ila on Yom Kippur, Chazal say everything follows the end. The end is the most important part. So, Mr. Hashem, it should all work out. Okay, we're in Shulchan Aruch. Siman Mem Zayin. So if you have a look, first go to Sif Hey. Or in theory, yeah, Sif Hey. Go to Sif Hey. Some of these halachas are, of course, familiar to us, but let's see them anyway. Birkas HaTorah. Asher kiddushanu mitzvaysa v'tzivanu al divrei Torah. Now that's not the nusach that we have. We do not say al divrei Torah v'harev no v'asher bochar banu. So have a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sikkot Menches. U'minhag medina yiseinu. The custom in our kehilos is not to say al divrei Torah, but rather loyma lasoik b'divrei Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah now, a fascinating halacha, geir, somebody who has converted to Judaism, yochoy loyma birkas asher bochar bonu. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah? In theory, man might have argued, asher bochar bonu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. Well, he chose the Jewish nation. He didn't choose the non-Jewish nation. So somebody who's a geir, albeit he's now converted and he's a fully fledged, but perhaps he cannot say Asher Bochar Bono because he was not chosen. So Mishnah Berurah is telling us in the name of the Achronim that he can.
Well, his neshama was at Sinai, right?
So it could be, and I'll tell you a very, very frightening thing. It's brought down in many Sfarim, I believe Reb Chaim Volozhin, Reb Kveiga, and others, an incredible thing. But then there's a whole addition which is even more incredible. The Achronim point out that presumably when HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to all the nations, as we know he did in accordance with Chazal, and we know that the nations said, no, we don't want it. Presumably that was not 100% unanimous. Presumably, there were those in the nations of Esav or Edom or Amalek, whoever it may be, who said, no, we do want the Torah. But they were totally outnumbered, and therefore they never got it. So the Achronim point out that over the course of the generations, all of those who converted to Judaism were in fact the neshamos of those goyim who did want to accept the Torah at the time, but they were outnumbered. So even though, yes, they were an absolute non-Jew, but they wanted to accept upon themselves that and there were those in Klal Yisrael who said, would actually rather not be Makabal the Torah, but they too were outnumbered. So over the course of the generations, those who we have seen, unfortunately, tragically, marry out, Jews who have married out and become completely willingly, I'm not talking about somebody who is in Tinuk, Shanishbo, and Oynes, but somebody who has willingly given up his Judaism, even though obviously halachically there's no such thing as giving up Judaism, but they have for all intents and purposes abandoned the entire Jewish way of life willingly. Those are those neshamos who at the time of Matan Torah, they were Klal Yisrael who did not want to be Makabal Torah.
Wow.
So it's a double-edged sword. There were Goyim who did want to be Makabal Torah. Those are the converts over the generations. And there were Jews who did not want to be Makabal Torah, and those were the Jews who willingly left the fold over the course of the generations.
Wow.
Quite scary thought.
Wow.
Okay, go immediately, look at Shulchan Aruch, Siv Vav.
Actually, what's scary about it is, and if you look at the proportion of Jews today who are Shomer Torah Mitzvot, it's a minority of the totality of the Jewish people, right? Most of them are secular. So does that mean perhaps that the majority of the Jews at Har Sinai said they weren't interested?
So I'd like to assume that this principle only applies, as I stress, to those who have willingly given up. For those who are brought up as what we call a Tinoik Shanishba, didn't know better, perhaps this is not applicable to them, but those who were absolute Jews, Shomer Torah mitzvahs, and they gave it up rather than having been brought up that way, that's who we're talking about. Okay, move over straight away now to Sif Zion. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Birkas Avas Olam. So this is the bracha that we say in Ma'ariv, after Ma'ariv Aravim, just before Kriya Shema. Poiteres Birkas HaTorah. Im Lomad Miyad B'li Hefsek. If you followed it up by learning without any Hefsek. So clearly we're talking about somebody who has not yet made Birkas HaTorah for whatever reason. Somebody called me last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago, at about quarter to midnight and said, I just remembered I haven't yet said Birkas HaShachar this morning.
Wow.
The Lamaisa, it's just good to know. The halacha is you can still say it until you go to sleep. I'll call upon him. So if somebody has not yet said Birkas HaTorah and it comes to Ma'ariv and he's now said Avos Olam. So if he learns Torah immediately afterwards, then that patters Birkas HaTorah. And in a moment, let's first see the Mishnah Berurah, but I'm going to share with you, Mitz Hashem, an extremely practical application of this. But first, have a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Gimel. Avos Olam, Nokat Avos Olam, Lafima Sheposak Lekamom Simon Muntes, Avala Ramah Shom Im Avarabo Beshachris. So there's no difference. The halacha would apply equally in the evening if you said Avos Olam, or it would apply in Shachris if you said Avarabo. The same halacha would be true for both. Uposha, Duhu Adin Birkas Avos Olam Ba'aravis, Gamkein Shepoiteres. Would also exempt the Zilbos Atama, follow the reasoning, both Avo Rabo in the morning and Avos Olam at night, both contain in it mentions of Torah. In the morning, we say the same, Bilibeinu, Lahavna, Lahaskel, etc., etc. In the evening, Vahavoscha, Al Tosim, Men, we talk about Kehem Chayenu, Varechamenu, the whole subject is Torah. So therefore, the same would apply. Says the Mishnah Brura, V'nafkemina. This is the application now. Im Ovar V'yoshein Sheinas Keva Al Mitosoi Koidem. What happens if you went to bed Sheinas Keva? Sheinas Keva doesn't just mean a Sheinas Arai when you had a 5-minute nap, but you really went to bed and you had a proper sleep for an hour or two. According to the Shulchan Aruch, later on in Sif Yud Aleph, there is a discussion. You remember we discussed yesterday that when you say Birkas HaTorah in the morning, that takes effect and carries you through the whole day. The question is, what happens if you went to sleep in the middle of the day? Sheinas Keva, you're actually in bed for 2 hours, for example. When you wake up, do you have to say Birkas HaTorah again? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Yud Aleph, yes, you have to make Birkas HaTorah again. Baloch is not that way because it's a machloikas. But there definitely is an opinion that says that if you go to have a rest, a proper rest, a sleep during the day, when you wake up, you have to say Birkas HaTorah. Now, practically, you cannot say Birkas HaTorah, as mentioned, because it's a machloikas, and the halacha we say you don't make Birkas HaTorah. But here we have now a very practical application. Because that evening, if you would daven Maariv and say Avos Olam, and then you would learn a bit of Torah immediately following davening, well, then you'd be okay according to all opinions. Whereas if you don't, then you're going to have to consistently rely, which is okay, on the opinion that says that even if you sleep, you do not need a Birkas HaTorah again. But we mustn't forget there is an opinion that says that you do need Birkas HaTorah again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Sheinas Keva have a hefsek. Va'afilu lefi haminag, and even according to the custom, shenaginon kedas hayesh oimrim shom lahokel. Even as mentioned, because it's a machloikas, therefore the general custom is to be mekel, and when you get up from your afternoon nap, you do not make Birkas HaTorah, but nonetheless, Toiv Yosa, even better would be to do what? To rely on what it says in the Shulchan Aruch by us. She yechavein bebirkas avas oilom liftar lotzes yidei das reva poiskim amachmirim bezeh. Now, when is this very neger, Rabbi say? I think it's safe to say that the general custom is if somebody goes to have a rest in the afternoon, even if it's not just a 10-minute nap, he really goes to bed at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and he wakes up at 4, proper long shlof. When he wakes up, he does not say Birkas HaTorah again. So even if he has an afternoon chavrusa at 6 o'clock, prior to Maariv, post his afternoon sleep, he does not make Birkas HaTorah again. So the Mishnah Berurah is suggesting, Beseda, I've got a bit of an etzah for you. When you come to Maariv and you say, Avos Olam, after Shmoneh Esrei, open a Sefer, open a Mishnah Berurah, open a Gemara, read 2 lines, and then you're covered all your bases. I think it's safe to say that even that is not the minhag. Where this is very negeya, halacha lemaisa, is on Shavuos. Because if somebody stays up all of Shavuos night and has not yet slept and he's davening nates, so as we know, there is a whole big discussion with regard to some of the Birkas HaShachar. Do you say them? Can you say them? Must you say them? On the one hand, it's a brand new day. On the other hand, you haven't slept. So this is where these types of shailas become quite relevant. In a case like that, some do suggest, but again, it's not the minhag. that when you daven Maariv, you should say Avos Olam, and after Maariv, you should learn Torah. It's not the general minhag. The general minhag, as we know, is we normally try and arrange somebody who has slept the night, and he's now going to daven with us at the next minyan, so he'll say brachas aloud, and we might see everybody else there. When we say that you've got to follow it up by learning straight away, the Mishnah Brura points out later on that straight away obviously is not literal. When you finish Avos Olam, you don't learn straight away. You first say Kriya Shema, and then Ve'emuna, and then Ashkiveinu, and then Shemona Esra, and then Oleinu. And if it's an Elul, you then say Ludovid Hashem O'eri V'yishi. But after that, you can learn, and that's considered straight away. Look now at Sif Tes. I know we're jumping around, we're just trying to see the main highlights. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Tes, that's the bottom line, says, Yesh Oimrim She'im Hifzik Bein Birkas Atoira Lelimudai Ein Bekach Klum. Remember, we had a discussion about this in Tosfos. Remember, we explained that in the times of Tosfos, they did not daven in the way that we did, meaning they would say Birkas HaTorah in the morning, but they did not follow that up with Yivarechacha and Eilu Dvarim. And Tosfos said quite clearly, in some occasions, they didn't actually end up learning until halfway through the day, or even later, which means there's an enormous hefsek between Birkas HaTorah and Limud Torah, and Tosfos was not very concerned about it. Tosfos asked the question, why indeed is that the case? With regard to Sukkah, for example, it's not the case. And Tosfos explained the famous principle, because we're never really Masiach Das from learning. But you'll remember there was an opinion in Tosfos that disagreed based on the Yerushalmi. The opinion of Rabbeinu Yitzchak, as far as I remember. And because of that, we saw that how did Tosfos conclude? This is concluded, therefore, the minhag is to follow up Birkas HaTorah with Limud Torah, i.e., Yivarechacha Hashem and Eidvah, the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Why? In order to satisfy the opinion of this Yerushalmi. Now, of course, we know this is our minhag. So the $64 million question would be, what happens if you forgot to say that? You said Birkas HaTorah and you got distracted, and before you know it, you move straight on to Psukei DeZimra, and then you come to your morning Seder Kvias at 9:30 in the morning, whatever it may be, and then you suddenly realize, I did not follow up my Birkas HaTorah this morning with Limud Torah. According to Rabbeinu Yitzchak and Yerushalmi, that's very, very problematic. And you'd have to say Birkas HaTorah again. So what do we paskan halacha? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Yesh oimrim, some say shim hifsik. But even if there was a big gap, bein birkas haTorah lelimudai, ein bekach klum, there is no problem in that whatsoever. V'hanochim. However, the correct thing to do is shaloi lahafsik beinehem. Yes, it's true that their opinions, some opinions hold, and that was basically Tosfos' opinion, that we couldn't care less. It doesn't make a difference whether there was a hefsek, but there certainly are opinions that say a hefsek is a problem. Therefore, v'hanochoin shaloi lahafsik beinehem. Therefore, certainly the correct thing to do is to make sure there's no hefsek. V'chein, I'm now moving on to the top line. V'chein noagu, and this is our custom. Loima parashas birkas koyanim samuch le birkas atayrah. That's what we do. look at the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom line in Sukkot and Yud Tes. Because if you remember, we saw that the Yerushalmi, when talking about Ahava Rabba, said that you do have to follow up your brach of Ahava Rabba with Limud Torah. So Tosa said, yes, that's true, only in the case of Ahava Rabba, because Ahava Rabba is not essentially Birkas HaTorah. What's its primary function? To be the brachas of Krishna. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's exactly what he points out. Tamom, their reason is, according to the opinions who say it's not a problem at all, what's the Hezbah? Dafka ba'avo rabo. Only in the case of avo rabo, deloy hava ikar bracha la birkas ha-teira. Avo rabo is not the main bracha for birkas ha-teira. The main bracha for birkas ha-teira is, of course, birkas ha-teira itself. Oz, that's why in that case, enoi poita, it will not exempt Elohim Kain Lomad Miyad. Bli Hefsek, without any Hefsek. Avol Birkas HaTorah? But in the case of Birkas HaTorah proper, Poiteres Kol Hayoim. It exempts Limud Torah throughout the course of the day. Afilu Loi Lomad Achar Tfilas Shachris. Even if you didn't learn straight away afterwards, Ad Chatzi Hayoim. Even if in theory I daven 7 o'clock in the morning and I only learned in the afternoon, mi'ikar adin, no problem at all. Now Tosas quotes exactly what we saw in the Rishonim. V'loi domi, and this is not comparable to kol habrachos, to all other brachos, where we know the principle is she'asur lahafsik bein habracha lamitzvah. Commercial cosmos and Rishvav. Dashani hacha, because this is different. Torah is different to all other mitzvahs. The mitzvah lahagos yoim v'layla, because the mitzvah is essentially to be involved with it the whole time. V'im kein la'olam leka hesachadas. If there's never hesachadas, so if I make a bracha on my lulav and I don't shake lulav straight away, and I only get around to it doing it 3 hours later, after making a new bracha. Because the bracha I made originally cannot take effect. Even if I was mekayim the mitzvah. I think we gave the example of tefillin for somebody who's making a bris. If somebody puts on his tefillin in the morning and wears them, but he makes a bris only in the afternoon, so he puts his tefillin back on, he's got to make a new bracha. Not so, however, in the case of Torah, because as we said, there's no hesach hadas. However, says Tosfos, says Mishnah Berurah, but you should know most opinions disagree. Al machaber, the maskim, and they agree. The das hayesh oimrim hazeh, and they agree with the yesh oimrim. What did the yesh oimrim say? That no, they're wrong. The loikas of a machaber rak v'hanochay. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, was very easygoing about it. And what did the Shulchan Aruch say? That the correct thing to do is not being mafsik. But it certainly sounds like me'ikar adin, it's absolutely fine, even if you are mafsik. Well, many, many achronim disagree. The Svira Lahu, and the other opinion holds that no, adin birkas ha-Torah k'moy b'kol birkas ha-mitzvahis. Albeit that Tosfos wanted to make a distinction between the two, many achronim hold that there is no distinction. And exactly the same rule that applies to Birkas HaMitzvahs applies also to Birkas HaTorah. Oy hananin, or Birkas hananin, on food. The tzarech lachzor v'levorech im hifsik tekef acha habrocha. Where if you make a hefsek after your bracha of lulav or after your shahakal near bedvore and you come back to it 3 hours later, you definitely got to make a new bracha. So many achrayim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch and they say the same is true for Birkas HaTorah as well. And actually, there is no difference between them at all. Af im yoidea bebirur shaloi hisiach daitoi. Even if you know you are not Masiach Das, the very fact that you are mafsik and you went to work and you went to Davon, you went to do 50 other things, the kiven shaloi hischil adayin ba'amitzvah, because you have not yet begun the mitzvah, ein lo achar kach alma lochu. So it's got nothing to be chal on, because when you made the bracha initially, you did not follow it up by learning. V'chein iskima pri chodosh v'avil negoin v'chein hetek achaya odom la'alocha. So here we have g'doyle achroinim v'achoylek on the Shulchan Aruch. So the big question is, what do I do? Alocha l'maisa. Shulchan Aruch seems to lean in the direction that essentially it's okay. Even if there's a hefsek, you do not need to make another bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says that many achreinim achoyleks. What am I supposed to do? I.e., if I made Birkas HaTorah, I said Birkas HaTorah, and I did not, for whatever reason, follow it up by Limud Torah, and all of a sudden, 11 o'clock in the morning, I decide to learn, and I suddenly realize I have not said Birkas HaTorah together with Limud Torah. So I've arrived now at a colossal machlekas. If I would ask the Shulchan Aruch what to do, what would the Shulchan Aruch say? No problem, you can learn. If I'd ask all these achreinim what to do, they would say, it is a big problem, because when you initially made your Birkas HaTorah, you did not follow it out with Limud Torah. So you've got to make Birkas HaTorah again. A whopping machlekas. So what am I supposed to do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mikol Mokoi Mirali. It would nonetheless appear to me that you should do the following. The kevin sheyesh poiskim shesoivrim, because there definitely are poiskim who hold the ein tzorich lachsoir ulavarech. There certainly are opinions who say you do not need to make another bracha, namely the Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, yoyse toiv, it would be far better to try and look for an eitzah. If it happened to him, so what am I supposed to do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, I've got a bit of an eitzah for you. And the eitzah is that we what we said before. Sheyichavein achar kach b'birkas avorabo, lot says b'zeyidei birkas atoiro, and then v'yilmoid ma'at takef achar shesim filosa, and then you'll learn a little bit straight after davening. So the Mishnah Berurah has not given us an eitzah for all situations. Meaning, if in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, I suddenly realized that when I said Birkas HaTorah, I did not follow it up with Limud Torah, fine. So then I've got the eitzah of the Mishnah Berurah. What's the eitzah? That when I say Ahav Rabo before Kriya Shema, I'll have in mind that I want this also to serve simultaneously as Birkas HaTorah, and I will learn straight away after Shachris, and then I'm covered. And what happens if you didn't do that Eitzah? And you only remembered when it was far too late, you remembered in the middle of your morning, your breakfast, you're halfway through your bowl of cornflakes when you suddenly realize, when I said Birkas HaTorah this morning, I did not follow it up with Limud Torah, and I want to go and learn now the Beis HaMedrash. And if I do so, I'm going to arrive at a big machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah, but throughout Karbanos and Pesukim Dezimra, you say so many Pesukim of Torah, so why can't that count as you're learning Torah after?
It would, but if you didn't say that, then you're quite right. If you did, you're right. Many people, unfortunately, do not say Karbanos. I remember when I was in Gateshead Yeshiva, there was the great Rabbi Miller, or Mordechai Miller, who was the head of the Gateshead Seminary. And he once said in a shir, he said, people don't say karbonos. In fact, he said, when people come to davening, the first thing that they sacrifice is karbonos. They always say, the first thing that they sacrifice is karbonos.
It's a good line.
Which, by the way, one has to know, essentially, one is not mukhuyev to say karbonos other than the parashas HaTomid. The parashas HaTomid, the davar shemeshet tzavos b'nei Yisrael, v'amarat olem, etc., etc., that you are mechuyev to say. Everything else, including the Ezehu Mekoimon and Rabbi Shmuel Omer, etc., is normally ikredin. Apparently, in the Groh Shul, how long do they give you from Brachos till Yishtabach?
From Brachos to Yishtabach, it was 25 minutes. It used to be 20, Rav Kornfeld a few months ago said he wanted us to say all of Karbanos, so we take 10 minutes from Birchus HaShachar until Mizmor Shir. We do that 7 days a week.
Terrific. In most shuls in Eretz Yisrael, from
quarter of an hour
to Yishtabach is quarter of an hour.
That's too fast.
As Rabbi Brevda used to say, it's so quick that even the clock has a heart attack.
I was at a shir years ago in Los Angeles by Rav Herschel Schachter from YU, and he was talking about the importance of saying Karbanos. He said that our saying Karbanos preserves our claim to Har HaBayis. And he said, at least say the Tami, because by doing so, you are reasserting our ownership of Har HaBayis. And as he said it, he burst into tears.
Wow. Yeah, for some reason, the whole Pesukah de Zimra situation and certainly Karbanos is very neglected. I remember my father used to tell this joke about a shul in London that they daven so fast that they would not give an aliyah to anybody who had two names. They were in such a rush to get on with it. But wow, 25 minutes, that's rather long. Wow.
Yeah, 25
minutes. So it's from Mizmor Shir till Yishtabach is quarter an hour.
Correct.
Wow, that's quite long. I bet you people find themselves waiting for Yishtabach.
I don't think so, because I mean I'm at the Amud all that time.
And you're used to it.
And you can hear people davening. So yeah.
Wow, tremendous. I know the Rav has been giving shurim recently on Pesukah de Zimra. And I was getting shurim sent from the grot every, then it seems to have dried up now, but yeah, I'm Pesukah de Zimra. Wow, tremendous. Okay, maybe we should introduce that in our shur as well.
Yeah, and so what happened was so we moved Shachris up from 6:30 to 6:25, so that we would have the extra 5 minutes to make up the 10 minutes. Gosh. And so then I asked him, so then should we move Shachris on Shabbos up to 7:55 instead of 8 o'clock? And he said no, because people are used to davening at 8 o'clock, and we can't change that. So that means the Shochinah now instead of 8:30 is 8:35.
Wow, gosh! So you're basically doing slichos all year round. Wow.
Not slichos, karbanos.
I'm saying that you get up that early, Baltosef. So what time do you do slichos? The slichos must be like at 6 or something, or even before.
Yes, it's going to be 6 o'clock. Yeah.
Gosh, it's hardly worth going to bed.
Oh, I don't think I'd say that.
Depends what time you go to.
I guess it depends what time you go to bed. If you have people calling you at midnight saying I haven't said Birkas Hashacha yet, then it's a bit of a struggle. Okay. I remember I once got a call at quarter past midnight from a woman here in Ramat Beit Shemesh Gimel. She wanted to know, am I mechuyev to do my machreinim?
Oh my God.
Yeah, okay. Back to our subject. Look at the Mishnah Brura in Sifkotten Chof Aleph. Even though the Shulchan Aruch only spoke about saying Birkas Kohenim, but we know we add to that. Says the Mishnah Brura in Chof Aleph, Birkas Kohenim, v'noagu loyma gam kein, elu dvarim she'en loyem shiur. That we add to Birkas Kohenim. Why? Shehi Mishnah. U'meimra de'elu dvarim she'odom kedei lekayim mikra u'mishnah v'gemara. Now have a look, we're running out of time, but have a look briefly at the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sheinas Keva Bayoim Al Mitosei. What happens if somebody goes to sleep, not just a little doze off, but a real proper sleep? Have a hefzik, it's a hefzik. And you've got to say Birkas HaTorah again when you wake up in the afternoon, but the Yeshoimrim. And that is the minig, as we all know. There is a lot still to discuss, but I think we should hold it over here. Maybe we'll see one more sieve tomorrow, and Hashem, we'll get back into the Gemara as Hashem tomorrow.
Okay. Yeshakoach.
Okay. Sure. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Yeah, amen. Yeah,